The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Consider your own calling. Ever since I was a small boy, I have loved playing sports. Soccer, baseball, basketball, basically any sport. And even if you don't like sports, you may know that part of the drama, part of the competitive fun of sports is choosing the teams, choosing the players. And we see this in the elementary school playground. We see this in select high school sports. We see this in the NFL draft pick. The best players are chosen. They're called on to play. The others have to either change careers, find something else to do, or simply sit on the bench on the sideline until they are called on to play. Now, I'm well aware that the Catholic Church, and certainly not St. Stephen the Martyr, we're not a sports team, right? But consider this. Why are you on the Catholic team? Why are you at Mass today? You might be thinking, it's because I was raised Catholic. I always go to Mass. You might be thinking, well, I would feel guilty if I missed Mass. I want to be here. If you're a young person, you might be thinking, well, my parents forced me to come. I didn't have a choice. Right? Even if you're a young adult, maybe you come to Mass because you want to please your parents or grandparents. Right? You have all sorts of different motives, reasons. But there is one reason that applies equally to all of us for why we're on the Catholic team, why we're here. All of us have been chosen. All of us have been called to be here. We all have this one thing in common, despite all of our other differences. God Himself has chosen us, each of us, to be here. Through the moment of our baptism, we've been chosen and called to be in communion with God in this life and for eternity. God has the initiative. He's the one who's given us the grace. And then we've been able to respond. That's why we're here. And so you're not sitting in these pews like all the 12s at Lumen Stadium watching something. You're not even sitting in these pews like the Seahawks who are waiting to play on the sideline. You're sitting in these pews because you already have been chosen for a special purpose. You've been wanted, and you've been called. And certainly God's love, God's call, extends to all people, even those people who aren't at Mass today. And in some mysterious providence, you have responded to God's call. But we know very certainly that God chooses certain men and women to be especially close to him. Not to create some kind of select club. God chooses particular people to bring others to respond to his call. That's you. Here's an example. God calls people by name. God called Abraham to be the father of many nations. God called Isaac and Jacob, their descendants, the Israelites, to be his chosen people. God called Moses to bring liberation to his people. God called Sarah, Rebecca, Hannah, Rachel, to prove his fidelity. God called David to be the king. God called Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Baruch, Joel, and others to be his prophets. God called Esther to intercede for his people. Later, our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, called Simon, Andrew, James, John, and the other apostles by name. Perhaps most importantly, God called a woman by the name of Mary to be his mother, to bear Christ through whom all of us have been chosen. Later on, God called St. Stephen to be a deacon and the first martyr for his church. Skipping ahead, God called Father Brian DeLessi to be a priest. God called me to be a deacon and, God willing, a priest. God called all of you by name to be part of his holy church, to share an eternal life, which begins now in the life of the church. So I invite you today to reflect, consider your calling, the gift of being wanted and loved by God, of being chosen. But you might be wondering, hearing all these people who have been called, is God acting like a divine football coach? Is he just handpicking the ones that he wants to be on his team and kind of forgetting about some of the others? Is our Lord, in choosing the 12 apostles, like, what's his name, Mike McDonald, right? Choosing the 11 and then, you know, the top players for the Seahawks starting lineup? There is some similarity, obviously, but there's a key difference that we have to understand. A key difference between human choice, human decision-making, and divine choice. Athletes are chosen because they know their game, because they have skills, they have strengths. You are chosen by God simply because God has goodwill towards us. He loves us. Not because of anything we have done. Simply because of his initiative, his grace. Furthermore, sometimes God calls us precisely because we are not knowledgeable, strong, or skilled. Remember, we just heard from St. Paul. Consider your own calling. He continues, not many of you were wise. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world to reduce to nothing those who were something, so that no human being might boast before God. We're going to see it next Sunday. Whoever wins the Super Bowl is going to be boasting in the sight of the world. That's not how God works. He chooses, he calls us in our weakness, in our sins, so that his power will be made clear. Not ours, his. We're chosen and called based on the merits of Christ, who in the eyes of the world is foolish, weak, and despised. But for us who have been called, who have responded, Christ is our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. And so, my friends, you are wanted, loved, and chosen by God, not just despite your weaknesses, sins, and faults, but because of them, so that God's love and power will be made more clear, so that you may not boast except in the Lord. And so when we realize this, how do we respond? What is the response to having been chosen by God? Well, in acknowledging his choice of us, we are invited to make a choice of him. Like Father mentioned, I was just ordained a deacon a couple months ago. So this is fresh in my mind, but just let me share a little bit about what this looked like in my life. When I was in high school, amid taking exams, going to a lot of soccer games, right, things like that, I started to develop a daily routine of prayer. And this wasn't my idea. I heard someone recommend this in a retreat that I went to, and I was kind of touched by that and decided to give it a shot. And as I was starting to pray a little bit in silence each day, I began to see that my life is a gift. I began to realize that God had chosen me and called me through my baptism to attain eternal life, which begins even now in the life of the church. And as I was praying, meditating on scripture now and then, trying to pray the rosary a little bit, I started to notice this desire within myself to share more in the life of Jesus Christ, to share in his poverty of spirit, his mourning, his meekness, his thirst, his mercy, his purity, his peace, his persecutions, his priesthood. And I didn't discover this desire, and I certainly didn't respond to it by going to seminary by myself. It was my friends, my family, the priests I knew, Father DeLessie, who helped me to respond. I certainly would not have been able to do it by myself. And so, yes, God calls each of us by name, but he often does that through other people who have been called by name. And so, no, the Catholic Church is not a football team. But we had better be at least as good as, for instance, the Seahawks in encouraging and supporting our teammates, our fellow members of the church, in responding to the call, in doing the Lord's will. You may be aware that this weekend, the Archdiocese of Seattle is beginning this new initiative called Called by Name. And all of us in the next days and the next weeks are invited to consider if you know someone, perhaps a young person ages 16 to 35, who you think might be called by God to have a vocation to the priesthood or the religious life. And you're invited to submit their name to the archdiocese so that they can receive a special letter from the archbishop supporting them and offering them some resources on how to discern and respond to the vocation if they have it. So this is a very practical, tangible way of doing this, right? Perhaps that's one of your children. Perhaps that's a niece or nephew. Perhaps that's someone you know from the Catholic school. Maybe that's just someone you've seen praying in the church who you've thought, maybe God is calling them. You have an obligation to help them, to say something to them so that they know that they're not alone, that if God is calling them, they won't be rejected if they try to take a step in that direction, that they have support from their teammates. Being Catholic is a team sport. We can't do it by ourselves. And so just a word, if you, to all of you who are younger, young children, young adults, do not be afraid to respond to God's call. If you've thought about becoming a priest before, if you've noticed that desire within yourself, or if you thought about becoming a nun, a religious sister, if you've seen our sisters here in church and you've thought, wow, maybe I could do that, do not be afraid. You will not be disappointed. You may feel weak. You may feel ignorant. You may feel that you will be despised, lowly, and rejected. But he was despised. But he was blessed. And so each of us is called by name, not to achieve trophies or rewards, but to choose God. And if we do this, we will indeed rejoice and be glad, for our reward will be great in heaven.